Again at the top of news bulletins, a reminder of the decades of violence and strife. For the last year, our correspondent Mark Devenport has been following efforts to export Northern Ireland's fragile peace process to other trouble spots around the world. So have the recent killings damaged those attempts? Now on BBC Radio 4, Peace Work.
Is this us here?
Martin McGuinness has just emerged from his hotel in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Morning, Bruce. How are you?
Morning, Bruce.
The Sinn Féin politician is making his way to Capitol Hill for a meeting with senior U.S. congressmen. His trip, together with his unionist partner in government, was meant to sell Northern Ireland as a peace process success story, but events intervened.
BBC News at 8 o'clock on Sunday, the 8th of March. Good morning. This is Neil Sleet. Gunmen have killed two soldiers in Northern Ireland.
A policeman has been shot dead tonight.
When I started this programme, the focus was on how Northern Ireland's politicians were helping their counterparts in other conflict zones to develop peace processes of their own. They almost seemed to take stability in Belfast for granted. But here in Washington, on the day after President Obama's St. Patrick's Day celebrations, I found myself questioning that assumption. I caught up with Martin McGuinness in his ministerial car.
How do you think the administration now looks on Northern Ireland? Has the recent violence sort of sapped confidence in the notion that it could be a sort of potential model for conflict resolution elsewhere?
No, I think that both President Obama and Secretary Clinton are very focused on the situation in the north of Ireland at the moment. Most importantly, the meetings that Peter Robinson and I participated in alongside President Obama and Secretary Clinton. And at both of those meetings, they emphasised their intention to stand rock solid with us as we move forward, even in the face of these recent events.
So the dissident violence hasn't sort of taken the rug out from under the feet of the argument that we're potentially an example to others?
Well, far from it, because I think here in the United States, although like everywhere else, including our own country, there was an initial shock at the killing of the two soldiers and the policeman. That has given way to an even bigger story, their amazement at the unity that has been shown by all of the political parties, North and South, and that we're not going to allow these individuals and these microgroups to destroy a peace process that is so much in the interest, not just of the people of Ireland, but those internationally around the world who are looking at what is clearly one of the most successful peace processes in the world today.
The success of the peace process has consequences that go far beyond Northern Ireland. It provides proof to people everywhere that negotiations, dialogue, reconciliation, diplomacy can end conflicts that have tormented generations. The United States stand with the people of Northern Ireland. We will not let criminals destroy the gains that have been achieved through great courage and sacrifice.
This is the, what, 14th?
If you want to pick one man who symbolises Hillary Clinton's creed, you could do no better than to turn to Porrig O'Malley.
Yes, I got into Belfast yesterday morning at 10 o'clock, and I was sitting with somebody at 11.
Grey-haired and craggy-featured, Professor O'Malley looks like a gangly 21st century missionary intent on spreading the doctrine of peace.
On this trip, I start out in Belfast and then move to Nicosia and then move to Beirut and then move to Erbil and then move to...
The Irish-American professor believes the only way to resolve a conflict is by working with people who've experienced it. He has no time for armchair experts.
They might have PhDs in negotiation, conflict prevention, management, this, that, the other, but they haven't been on the ground, they haven't killed, and they haven't ordered other people to kill. And when you, I said this at something recently, and there was a little, as though I shouldn't have said it, and I said, there is no better negotiator to deal with people who have killed than to put a negotiator on the opposite side of the table who himself has killed or ordered other people to be killed, because they understand each other.
Back in the 1990s, Professor O'Malley persuaded Northern Ireland's fractious politicians to travel to South Africa to hear Nelson Mandela's wisdom on overcoming violence. In 2008, he pulled off another coup, bringing South African and Northern Irish negotiators to